Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Tom Ackerman, I saw you eyeing my robe.
Sweet robe, dude.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you going to be a trendsetter, Ryan? Is Tom Ackerman going to show up in a robe tomorrow?
I have one. I have two, okay. Actually. I have one. I don't never wear it. I have a robe that has, I think, my initials on it or something.
Ooh, and okay. Then
I don't even know where it is. Probably in the closet upstairs. And then I have a robe that I wear as a Halloween costume because my wife and I dressed as Rocky and Adrian.
Nice. Oh, nice.
Nice.
So I have an Italian stallion.
Oh, it's authentic.
We ordered it on Amazon, but it looks like Amazon. Yeah, it looks like it. You know, it's not like not as nice as Ryan's robe.
This is actually my wife. That's my wife's robe.
Big time.
But if like the Cardinals had a robe night, that would be a great promotional item.
Yeah, really for the winter warm up. That's actually a great idea. You should have a Cardinals winter warm up robe, dude. Cardinals fans would totally buy that.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
They would. Cardinals fans would buy a Cardinals robe.
Yeah, I think so.
And you know, Cardinals people listen to this show, and a portion of the proceeds go to Cardinals Care. There you go.
So would the guys want like a silky robe?
We got to do it fast though, because the winter warm up's this weekend.
But
let's get some robes and really, really nice, like a nice stitched, Cardinals logo on it.
Right.
And you get, it's the winter warm-up robe.
You also have to go to the robe district in downtown St. Louis.
Cardinals Caravan is this weekend. They usually give us, part of the gig is for those of us who MC or the players who attend, we get as a gift a jacket. A Cardinals, I don't have it on right now, but I have it in the other room, one of them from one of the years. They should give us robes instead.
<That'd be>
Cardinals Caravan robes.
That's really cool. Who's going to be at the Cardinals Caravan this year?
The caravan goes out to six different groups. So there's six different legs. Mine is going to Springfield, Missouri, Joplin, and Rolla. And we have pretty good pitchers on that one. Andre Pallante, who's in the rotation, will be on that. Matthew Liberatore, one of the best relievers on the team. Young gun, man. Lefty is really coming to his own. He's good. Another really good one who was hurt all last year, who I think will be a factor this year, is Riley O'Brien. He's on the caravan. And our fourth one is Matt Kupierniak, who people don't know as well. He's a young prospect. Cool story about him, other than he's a good hitter, and I saw him in spring training last year, and he got our attention, is that he played for Albert Pujols this offseason in the Dominican League. So he's going to have some stories, I'm certain. I want to hear all about Albert, the manager. Those four players, and then we'll have Kyle McClellan and Benji Molina on that trip. So that's going to be a fun trip. I always seem to get good caravan people. We got a good crew right there.
That's awesome. You know, I once went to one of those caravans when I was in Ohio to the Cleveland Indians. We were one of the affiliates, and I bought a David Huff jersey, Cleveland Indians David Huff jersey.
Yeah.
And he was, I mean, this was him coming off his career year. He was still pretty young at that point before he took the ball off the face.
I was kind of pulled for that team. You know, they haven't won. You know, whenever the Cardinals get knocked out, I always pull for Cleveland to take it in the American League, but they never are able to come through. But it's a great fan base. You know, they just, aside from the Cavs and Ohio State, I guess, they've suffered, you know. I mean, the Browns never do anything. I've always had a heart for the Browns. I don't spend any time in Cleveland yet. I feel for the fans and the teams, and I hope they do well.
Lots of pain.
I know your number one is Indiana, and I was reporting, well, I guess I was looking ahead for tomorrow. It looks like Illinois is playing Indiana.
That should be
a good game, right?
Be two angry teams because Illinois lost to USC on Saturday. They fell 82-72 to USC in Champaign. That's not a good loss at all. But they were also missing their top scorer, Kasperis Jakachonis. And I don't know how he's doing. He has a forearm injury. I hope he's doing better so that they'll be at full strength. Although, as an Indiana fan, I wouldn't mind if he missed one more game because he's really good. The Indiana got absolutely throttled on Saturday at Iowa. I mean, just got killed by like 25. It could have been worse than that. They looked so out of it and disconnected, like they had just met each other in the parking lot before they walked in. I mean, it was bad.
Did all the major teams just have a bad week last week?
No, major teams are good, but Illinois and Indiana had bad weekends. So they're going to be fired up to face each other, I think, on Tuesday. And it'll be in Bloomington. It's at Assembly Hall, one of the great places to see a basketball game. Crowd will be amped, but they'll also be edgy. They're not very happy right now with their team. But Illinois's got a big game coming on Tuesday, and so does Indiana. And college basketball right now is owned by the SEC. The SEC just dominates. Number one Tennessee lost to Florida. Missouri's got them tomorrow. That'll be very difficult. Florida's ranked 8 at the moment, but by the time the poll comes out here in a little bit, later this afternoon, they should be top 5. They've been amazing. They've been running people.
We're going to get crushed.
SEC is just loaded, man. I mean, just one after the other. Auburn, number 2, is going to move up to 1, but they lost their best player. Kentucky's really good. You know, right down the line, they have a ton of good. Alabama's 5, and they're going to move up, too. I mean, the SEC is going to get like 12 teams in the tournament, maybe 13. I mean, Missouri's not bad. I mean, they're near the bottom of the league.
You know, NFL playoffs started this past weekend. There's one game left, Rams being one of those games. Any observations, the games over the weekend?
Yeah, I watched portions of them. A lot of stuff going on. I kind of come in and out on the NFL, but I really was locked in on last night. I was at a dinner, and we had the game on. Washington and Tampa Bay was the best of the bunch, and I love Jaden Daniels, the quarterback for Washington. This kid is so tough. He got blasted and, you know, got up bloody face and, you know, wipes it off, whatever. I'm going back out there and keeps on going. He's such a strong, talented quarterback with a great arm, and he can run for first downs. I love the Washington team. They are fun to watch. They've won now 6 in a row, I do believe. So they won their first game in the playoffs since Jaden Daniels was 5 years old. I mean, it's been about almost 2 decades since they won a playoff game, and so they have to be fired up out there. For that, they get to play at Detroit. Good luck. Detroit is the number one seed in the NFC and playing really, really well. But that should be fun, at least. Houston will get the Chiefs at Arrowhead to start things off on Saturday. Then it'll be intriguing to see what happens on the other side, because I thought the Packers, by the way, I did pick Washington to beat Tampa Bay, so I feel good about that. I had the Packers beating the Eagles. Turned out to be the Eagles pulled away, and their defense was too good, and they won 22-10. The Eagles are a very, very good defense. And now they have their quarterback healthy. They got the best running back in the game in Saquon Barkley. And so the Eagles took care of that. And then the Bills look great. They beat the Broncos
Scott
31-7. Yeah, they had no problem with the Broncos. They look great, just balanced, just methodical, marching down the field on you. They're tough, tough to handle. One more game tonight. Rams-Vikings should be good. They're playing this game in Arizona because of the wildfires in Los Angeles. They've moved it to State Farm Stadium in Glendale. Should be a really good game. Vikings got embarrassed at Detroit in the final game of the year that would have given them home field throughout the playoffs. Now they're the 5 seed. That's how far they fell just by 1 loss. So they'll be revved up to play, I would think, a Rams team in Arizona. We'll see how that goes. But the playoffs will be fun. The divisional round's my favorite, the one that's coming up this weekend. You got some great matchups. This is where, you know, the teams that had first-round buys get to move in and start playing, like Kansas City and Detroit. So it should be fun.
Awesome. I know you got other updates to do, and I can't remember what your out time
was. I'm good.
Well,
I'm actually good, man.
Well, you're good for, yeah, good for
you
now.
You follow college football more closely, right? So you'd be excited about maybe Ohio State versus Notre Dame for the championship.
You know me,
game?
Kim. I am a bigger college football fan than NFL. I like them both. I like the NFL, but I love college football.
Yeah.
And you know what we saw last week with Notre Dame beating Penn State was a classic. Mm. Two great brands going head-to-head, and Notre Dame did it again. You know, I did pick them to beat Georgia. I picked them to beat Penn State. I am not going to pick them to beat Ohio State. I think Ohio State is the best team in the country, the best roster in the country, and they are, you talk about playing angry. They lost to Michigan, you know, and that's now been 3-4 games ago. And since then, they have just been dominant. I mean, they smoked Tennessee at home. They went out to the Rose Bowl and they smoked Oregon. And then they went into this last game, and you know, there was a lot of hype, I think, about Ohio State, but you wondered, could Texas make it a game? Could they? And it was a game, and it's a one-touchdown game, and Quinn Ewers, this is why I love college football. Quinn Ewers is the quarterback for Texas. He drops back to throw on fourth down. They need a touchdown. He's close. They need a touchdown to tie the game. He gets sacked, stripped of the ball by Jack Sawyer for Ohio State, who picks it up and runs for a touchdown, like 83 yards for a touchdown. Quinn Ewers and Jack Sawyer were roommates freshman year at Ohio State.
Wow.
So this kid, this quarterback, gets his playoff dreams ruined by his old roommate.
Wow.
When they were back at Ohio State. Now he's the quarterback at Texas. And Sawyer will never have to buy a meal in Ohio ever again. I mean, he is a hero from here on out, even if they were to lose next Monday against Notre Dame, which I don't think they will.
Yeah, never have to pay for another tattoo again. Now, keep in mind, I'm a Michigan guy, so all this Ohio State stuff, I'm going to borrow a phrase from the 90s, gag me with a spoon. And
hey, you beat them. You've beaten them a ton of times. But
that's true.
But, you know, they use that as motivation. And now they're revved up, and I think they're going to be great against Notre Dame, although I think Notre Dame will keep it close. I mean, if you were to put a wager on it, it's 9.5-point spread. I'd take the Irish plus 9.5. I think they can keep it a little closer than that. But no, Michigan's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. NIL money's rolling in. Michigan was, they got the best quarterback available. They recruit it. They recruit and they get after it. They'll be fine.
Yep. Tom Ackerman, good seeing you again, and maybe next time we meet, we'll both be in robes.
You know what? Maybe you might have inspired me. I think I'm going to go home. And I'm going to find out where my robe is. We're going to try it on, see how it looks.
You pour that glass of rosé while you sit in your robe.
Rosé.
or you know what I heard?
Are you drinking rosé, Wrecker?
He's not drinking. I heard brosé. That's what one guy said.
Brosé. I don't know.
Well,
I had a couple of Cabernets last night. I know that.
I was going to say, you're out there signing autographs during the caravan. It's good to talk to you here. KMOX Sports Director Tom Ackerman. Thanks for joining
us, buddy.
Buddy,
good to hear you and see you. And we'll talk to you soon.
Get more at 971talk.com.